Our scripture reading this morning is from the letter to the Philippians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and with the deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and then in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A fanatic fan at a Super Bowl game spotted an empty seat in the stadium. Too curious to let it pass, he asked a woman nearby if she knew anything about it. "That was my husband's seat," explained the woman, "but he died." "I'm very sorry," said the fan, "but I'm surprised there wasn't another relative or friend who would take that seat, jump at the chance for a reserved seat." "Beats me," commented the lady, "but they all insisted on going to his funeral this afternoon." Because faith is more important than fun, we gather Sunday in church to remember the saints. It is a day of communion and thanksgiving. And the gift of memory is one of God's finest gifts to us, and I want us to use it as a tool of worship in our time together this morning to remember. To remember is to look back. Paul, in this writing from a prison cell, a thank you note to the Philippian church, says, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers, I pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." To remember is to lift a grateful heart in thanksgiving to God. Some years ago over in the mountains of East Tennessee, so the story goes, some government engineers flooded a valley as a part of an electrical power program. Houses had to be moved. Things were going quite well, except for an old mountaineer whose family lived in this particular cabin for years and years and generations, and they weren't sure how to get him to move until one engineer came up with a brilliant plan. They built a house up on the hill, a beautiful new stone house with all of its modern conveniences, and when they got it fixed, they went down and got the old mountaineer to come up to see it. "This house is yours," explained the officials. "All you need is just to move." The mountaineer thought for a moment, then spitting some tobacco juice on the ground, said, "I guess I ain't gonna move." "Why?" said the engineer. "Well, first of all, it ain't none of your business, but since you asked me, I'll just tell you the way it is. My granddaddy started a fire in the hearth of our old cabin, and he kept it burning all of his life, and when he got too old to tend it, he turned to my daddy, and he said to my daddy, 'You keep the fire burning.' And my daddy's tended to that fire all of his days, and when he got too old to take care of it, he turned to me and he said, 'Sonny, you take care of that fire. Don't ever let it go out.' And I can't move away from that place. I got to keep the fire burning." The engineer came up with another brilliant idea. What if we went down to your old cabin and took the coals of that fire and moved it up to your new fireplace? The old mountaineer thought a moment and says, well, I reckon that'd be okay. But when you don't go, when you go down to get it, don't you dare let the fire go out. I got to keep it burning all the time. Well, we dare not forge into the future without the flame of the past burning in our very midst. I've loved to hear the stories of the saints who serve this congregation. It's part of my education plan of learning to be a part of you in the days that are to come. The famous ones like Sarah Cannon, but the unknown ones who've kept the lights on and the fires burning and the doors opened through the years and years that have come and gone. At Sunday school time today, I'm trying to earn my pay this morning. At Sunday school time today, I taught the R.I. Moore class, and I said to the leaders of that class, I'll come down and teach it if you tell me who R.I. Moore was. And many of you know that story, but he was the man who gave the land on which we worship today. A bachelor, had no family, except that he had the whole family of Brentwood United Methodist Church at his disposal. A man who was so forward-thinking in his later years that he would lead the procession from the old church up on Church Street down here to this place so that we could visionarily move into the future. We are deeply indebted to people like that, the countless hundreds and thousands of people who have gone before us and have paved the way, that we could be in a place like this today and worship, to remember. Just look back. And don't get so ever busy going forward that you don't have time to stop and look back. To remember. To remember is to look inwards. Listen to verse 7. It's in the Bible in front of you. It's right for me to feel this way about all of you. Since I have you in my heart, I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a tender story? Statement? Indeed it is. Blessed be the ties that bind us one to another. We come today in this sure and certain reality that grief is real. And when we sunder part, it gives us inward pain. And there are no goodbyes without grief. And our small partings in this world tend to prepare us for the big parting that all of us will experience in days to come. Life is a lesson in surrender. Indeed it is. James Moore, in his book, You Can Get Bitter or You Can Get Better, says, I was down in Louisiana Tech football game one day, thumbing through the program, amused at how professional all the printing had become at ball games, and suddenly right smack dab in the middle of the college football program, I found an article entitled, Death and How to Deal with It. At first I thought, why here? And then it came to me, why not here? For there is no place that we go but what we deal with the sorrows of our lives. Grief is a part of all of our days. And our prayer for you today, who come here with the sadness of heart on a day of remembrance, is that you would find the grace of God sufficient for your needs. You know, we cannot run from our sorrow. Neither can we bury them in busyness. But we can bring our burdens to the Lord and leave them here, even as we gather at this place today. William Barclay, in his spiritual autobiography, says, when my 21-year-old daughter and her fiancé were both drowned in a tragic yachting accident just a few weeks before they were married, my wife and I wondered if we could ever go on. We had all the questions. God didn't stop the accident at sea, but He did still the storm in our own hearts. so much that somehow we came through this terrible time on our own two feet, and the loving comforter of the Holy Spirit comes to you where you are today to remember. To remember is to look back and give thanks. To remember is to look inward and be healed by God's grace. To remember. To remember is to look upward and remember who we are. And this is my prayer, verse 9. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and the depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern God's best until the day of Christ. Is it my imagination, or is it that Halloween gets bigger every year? This big national kind of holiday that we call Halloween, this parade of witches and goblins and ghosts and devils, has been historically an attempt to ward off death in our lives and to recognize that it is ever present, and even in our sophisticated 21st century, we still parade it out every October 31st. But you see, historically, we took the fear of All Hallows' Eve and broke it with the celebration of All Saints' Day. I wonder if our children get the connection. You see, the ghosts and the goblins of Halloween have to turn into the faith and hope and celebration that is ours on All Saints' Day. That's the connection. For death does not plunge Christians into separation and darkness. It ushers believers into the greater communion of saints. We may die at the hands of the devil, but we rise in the arms of Jesus. And that's what the saints have done in the past. April 9th, 1945. Dietrich Bonhoeffer leading worship in defiance of Hitler, is arrested by Nazi soldiers right at the benediction. As he's taken out to his certain death, he turns and says to those who have worshipped with him, "This is the end, but for me, it is the beginning of life." That's the victory of the saints. Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, in the middle of the second century, tied to a stake to be burned because he would not curse Christ and bow down to Caesar, would say, "For 86 years I've served Christ, and he's never failed me yet. Dare I blaspheme my king on this day? I am a Christian. There is no doubt about it." Susanna Wesley, on the day of her own death, saying, "As soon as I'm released, sing a psalm and give praise to God." Or her son Charles, gathering his friends around him at the day of his death, saying, best of all, God is with us." You see, to remember is not just to look back, and it's not just to look inward. To remember on the day of the communion of the saints is to look upward and to proclaim our hope in the resurrection of the dead. So let us live that when our summons comes to join that innumerable caravan of the saints of life, we go not as devilish goblins of the night, but rather we rise to faith, to a Savior face to face, who's freed us forever by his amazing grace. Let us gather for the communion of the saints. As the cloud of witnesses grow, Let us throw off everything that would defeat us, and let us persevere that we too may win the race until at last we meet the Master face to face. Oh, yesterday, remember, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the communion of the saints. Thanks be to God. Amen.
While the ushers and acolytes come forward, we ask that you complete the registration pads on your pew, pass it down, and then pass it back, noting the names of those who are seated around you. This is one of the ways we can get acquainted and be certain you speak to someone you do not know. You may also use that registration pad to enter your prayer concerns, or if you prefer, you may enter them on a special prayer card. Those concerns will be before the pastoral staff as they have their meeting tomorrow, and also before the intercessory prayer team. And now let us worship God with our tithes and offerings.